What a day. Amen. That's going to be one day when we get home. What a blessing it is to be here in this service tonight, to be able to feel again the presence of the Lord in this service tonight. I enjoy the house of the Lord. I got the right to. I'm a child of the King. This is my Father's house. Amen. I ought to feel at home here tonight. It's good to be here. Good to be saved. Good to see you in the service tonight. These praying, the Lord can do it all, can't he? Amen. You pray for them. We'll continue on. And you just remember them. The Lord meet their needs tonight. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 37. Ezekiel chapter number 37. I want to read a couple of verses here. Be familiar reading to you preachers, familiar reading to you Bible readers, but it's on my heart tonight. And all I know to do is give you what the Lord give me. I'm glad God's still in the saving business. He'll save all them that have come to him aright. And I'm glad that he'll take a broken heart, broken Christian, and bring them back to himself. Mend that broken heart. Straighten that Christian up. Amen. Sometimes we get out of the way. We really do. Sometimes we do. And I'm glad that in the book of little John, 1 John, said if you do sin, you have an advocate with the Father. And I'm glad that he doesn't give up on us, and he doesn't save us and leave us alone. But I'm glad he's with us all the way, even unto the end of the world. I'm glad that the sanctification process begins at regeneration, and it ends at glorification when we get home. Amen. And God works on us from that time to now. Amen. I'm not what I ought to be, but I'm better than what I was. Amen. I'm not what I'm going to be. Amen. Thank God. He's making me holy. Amen. He's working on me. Amen. I'm not perfect, but I'm striving for perfection. I'm going to get there one day. Amen. Now, you may not ever see it in this old body, but wait till you see me in my new home. Amen. It'll be brand new, thank God. One day after a while, it'll be brand new, thank God. Chapter 37, stand with me. We'll read this together in reverence, these verses, and I'll give you what the Lord lay on my heart. The Bible said, and the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Our Father, we love you and thank you again for all your blessings. Thank you for the privilege we have to be in your house again tonight. Father, we pray, Lord, for a working of your Spirit tonight in this service. Lord, you know the needs of every man, woman, boy, and girl in the house tonight. God, I pray that you'd supply that need. Lord, there may be somebody here that never has been saved. Lord, I pray that you'd save them tonight. Lord, maybe there's somebody here that have already been saved, but they're walking contrary to your will. We ask you, dear God, that you'd touch their heart tonight and draw them, Lord. We ask you, dear Father, that your will be done in this service. Do a work in us, Lord, that we cannot do ourselves. We ask you, dear Father, again, that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil and let preaching be easy for us. Lord, we pray tonight for power. Lord, that you'd touch us. Give us the words we need to say. Go with us now, Lord, in what you do for us. We'll be careful to thank you. We'll praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Can these bones live? I want to talk to us on that little thought for just a little while. God specializes in hard cases. Amen. The Bible said that Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. He didn't come into this world to physically open blinded eyes. His primary purpose in this world was not to raise up the crippled men or feed the 5,000. Amen. Or even walk on water or calm the storm. That wasn't his primary purpose. But he said, I come to do the will of him that sent me. Amen. And his will is that men might believe in the only begotten Son of God. I'm glad he opened the eyes of the blind. I'm glad he fed the multitudes. I'm glad he done the miracles he done, because in those miracles pointed men to God. Amen. Nicodemus said, no man can do these miracles except he come from God. And so the things that Jesus done while he was here pointed men to God. Amen. That men might believe. He come to save sinners. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, in whom I am a chief. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, he still is in the saving business tonight. If you come to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he said, in no way. Wait, would he turn us away? Amen. If you'll get broken because of your sin condition, thank God you can get saved tonight. Now he won't save them that'll come to him with a proud heart. Amen. Those that are smiling and chewing gum and laughing, my friend, you can't get saved. But if you'll come with a broken heart, confessing your sins and trusting in the Lord Jesus, you can leave here saved by his grace tonight. A changed person. Amen. That old man will die tonight, and the new man will take up, amen, and live. Can these bones live? I tell you, he specializes, amen, in raising the dead. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2, we're all dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. He declares the word of God. He declares us to be dead. Ezekiel said they were many of them dead, and they were very dry. Amen. Some of you here tonight, you're breathing God's good air, and you think that you have life. But I'm telling you tonight, you're declared dead in your sins tonight. And if there's any life in us, amen, it'll have to come from God. He raised from the dead. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead will save souls tonight and raise you from the dead. Can these bones live? Ezekiel said, thou knowest, oh Lord, thou knowest. I want to talk about what to make them come alive. Amen. Just a couple of things. What to make the bones live. Amen. Now, Ezekiel saw this vision of this valley of dried bones. The Bible said, and they were very many. As he looked over the valley, he saw those dried bones. I don't know about you tonight, but you know, I know what a dry bone looks like. Amen. It looks like there's no hope and no help. That's exactly what a dry bone looks like. Amen. Laying there lifeless. At one time, these bones were up on their feet. Amen. And they were praising and worshiping God. This was the house of Israel. But now they're dead. They're dried up. They're very many. And they're very dry. Amen. And he said, can these bones live? Well, let's see if they can. Amen. And he told this preacher, he said, prophesy unto them bones. The Bible said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. He said, in the days past, that God spoke to men through his prophets, but in these last days, through his Son. Amen. The word of God. The Bible said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Everything that was made by the word. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Amen. Of the same creation that God spoke in the power of his word will cause dead men to live and light come in, thank God, and they live forevermore. Did you know that this world could not exist without that light? Now, it wasn't the sun he was talking about, and it wasn't the moon he was talking about. is talking about the light of his darling son. He said all things were made by him and through him and for him. Amen. That there was not anything made that was made except by the word. Amen. Can these bones live? He said preach the gospel to them. Preach the word to them. Amen. I tell you, by the foolishness of preaching, it pleased God to save them that are lost. Amen. I want to talk about it again. It'll take preaching in this latter day. If men are raised from the dead, they'll have to hear the word of God. I was looking up that word prophesy one time. That's a strange word. Now, he's not talking about prophecy. He said prophesy. That's a verb that takes action. Amen. Now there's all kinds of preachers, I know that. But Ezekiel, when he said prophesy, I looked that up in a little word book I had of Hebrew, honey, one time. And that book said that this word meant spasmodic motions. Don't feel bad by the way you preach. Amen. I don't understand how they can get behind the pulpit and sit there and fold their hands and say, now, brothers. I don't understand that. Amen. Said it's spasmodic motions. What caused a man of God to go to moving, hallelujah, in the preaching of his word? The Spirit of God moved that man. It meant loud. It means a word for loud. The sons of Zebedee, Peter and James and John, they were sons of thunder. They didn't stand up there and say, now, brethren. Amen. I tell you, the Apostle Paul, when he come up to King Agrippa, he said, Paul, he said, you're beside yourself. Settle down. You got too much spasm going on. Amen. You're getting too loud. He said, prophesy. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Rebuke, reprove. He said, my friend, to preach the word of God. And I'd heard somebody get a little stirred up every once in a while. Preach the word. Preach to them. He said, prophesy upon these bones and say to them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I may not understand all of it, but I never underestimate the power of the word of God. It's not like anything else. It's his word. It's the word, the Bible said, sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting asunder a web to the marrow of the bone. I tell you, to get deep. It'll cut deep. Somebody said it'll cut in and cut out. Amen. It'll put some things in you and take some things out of you. The word of God will do it. Amen. Somebody said, something happened to me. It's supposed to happen to you. Never will forget after I got saved. Them old friends of mine come around. And one old boy drove up and had a case of beer in his car. And he said, come on, let's go drink. I went out, got in that car, headed down the road. He said, get us a beer. I reached in that cooler. Had old ice and water was in there. And them old beers was cold. And I was a drinker. I grabbed up one of them beers. I popped the top, handed it to him. I reached down there, grabbed me a beer. I popped the top. My Holy Ghost said, whoa, what are you doing? I looked at that beer. I looked at him. I put the lid back on it. Put it back, closed the lid, said, carry me home. I'm living for Jesus. I'm going to tell you tonight how the word of God will change a man. Amen. It'll make you live right and it'll let you die right. Amen. Prophesy. Preach the word of God. We've got to hear the word of God. Said how? He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Said, how can they call except they hear? How can they hear except a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? Amen. Prophesy the word of God. It'll take the word of God if we have any life in us. The Bible said, thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you. It'll take the power of the Holy Ghost. You can't get saved anytime you want to. Now, when I say that statement now, you do got to want to. But it is a supernatural event, experience that only comes through the Spirit of God. Amen. And it's the power of the Holy Ghost that'll take the Word of God, amen, and come into your heart and convict sinners and convince them that they're sinners. Amen. It'll take the power of thank God for the written word. But listen, the written word would be dead as a hammer if it wasn't for the Spirit of God that brings it alive. Hallelujah. I tell you tonight, it'll take the power of the Spirit of God. He said, breathe on them. Breath. He said, I will cause breath to enter into you and ye shall live. Verse number 9 said, he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man. I just saw that. He said, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. God said he made man lifeless, laying there out of the dust of the earth. And the Bible said God breathed into his nostrils and he became a living soul. He'll take the Holy Ghost of God a breathing, wind a blowing. Amen. If we ever have any life in us, any spirit life in us, it'll take the Spirit of God to blow into our heart. Thank God I'm sealed with the Holy Ghost unto the day of redemption. Can these bones live? They'll live by the preaching of the Word of God. They'll live by the power of the Holy Ghost. But they'll also live by the performance of God. Now you listen. Jesus said, no man come to the Father except he that sent me draw him. There has to be the presence of the drawing of God before you get saved. Listen, they had to hear the word of God. Oh, Ezekiel. Ezekiel sitting there preaching to them old dry bones. Preaching to them. In just a minute, he got to hear some clanging. He said, keep a going, preacher. And he kept a preaching. And he kept a preaching. Kept a preaching. Them things got to rattling. Got to moving. Amen. Amen. And the wind got to blowing. And the Bible said bone came to their bone. Amen. What belonged to one of them, they got all of them. Amen. That old foot bone got connected to the ankle bone, connected to the knee bone, got going to the hip bone, and the rib cage got to coming around. Amen. The arm bones, amen, got to going around fingers and skulls got to going around and the wind got to blowing and God sent the sinew. Amen. Began how to bring them together and standing them up. It'll take God to draw a man to himself. He said, so I prophesied, he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Can you imagine, preachers, what happened if that happened in our churches today? Amen. If we could just hear some clanging, I'd be tickled. Much less start seeing some movement. Every once in a while, there'll be one stand up over here. Be one standing up over there. Yeah. Next thing you know, there are four or five of them standing up. Yeah. God a moving and performing. Hallelujah. He promised them, folks. He promised them he'd take them and put them back in their land. That's what it said. Yeah. And God performed it. Thank God this evening, God's promises are always sure and always right and always faithful. He said in verse number 14, he said, I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. What it took for them dried bones to live is what it take for you to get saved. That young lady we talked to at the grave today, she called me on the phone. That's the reason I was a little bit late here. She wanted to know about, I asked her, I said, I knew she wouldn't know what being saved was. I knew that. Most people don't. But I said, have you ever been born again? Boy, that stirred her up. That's right, it stirred her up. And she called me this evening and said, I want to know about what that born again means. Amen. I wonder what that born again means. Well, I just got to tell her. Amen. That flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That we're all sinners and we can't go to heaven as we are. We've got to be changed. And that being changed is being born again. Amen. Jesus said, except to be born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. If you're ever going to get saved, it'll take His word. The greatest revival that ever taken place in China, the Shanghai Revival started out when the preacher asked everybody he's seen, have you ever been born again? And they got to talking about it. And it got to spreading. And one person say, what's he talking about? Born again. Nicodemus said, what are you talking about? Being born again. Amen. And Jesus said, that as born of the flesh is flesh. But that that's born of the Spirit is spirit. It's a spiritual birth. Amen. It's a spirit thing. It'll take the Spirit of God to save tonight. It'll take the drawing of God to draw men to Himself. I want to get ready and get a song. But I remember sitting at the back of the church house when I was a 16-year-old boy. And I remember feeling that drawing. I said, God, if you're really real. Now, you have to understand, I was a pretty rough character. Had long hair down about right here and old raveled blue jeans, about like what you look like before you got saved. That's right, about the same thing. And walked into that church house, and I thought I was mean, tough. Now, get that, I weighed 105 pounds. I didn't have no, what kind of mind is that, thinking I was tough? Why, anybody can whoop me with their thumb. But I thought I had the world by the tail. Walked in there, and Brother Claytis, he preached about a God that loved me and a Jesus that died for me and a Holy Ghost that would convict me. God drawn. I said, Lord, if you're really real, I didn't want to go up there and do something and be a hypocrite. I wanted the real thing. If I was going to get it, if I was going to do it, I wanted the real thing. And I said, if you're really real, make it real to me. And boy, my heart like beat out of my chest. And I could feel how God began to wrap his arms around me and start pulling. Here come the preacher down the aisle. He didn't touch me. He didn't do nothing. He just stopped and went. I said, I sure do. I took that first step. I don't remember the rest of them, but I remember my prayer. Some people don't even remember their prayer, and that's okay. The Holy Ghost to pray for you, it's okay. I said, Lord, if I knew I was a sorry thing. I said, if you'll have me just like I am. I didn't know what to give him. I didn't have anything to give him. I said, but if you'll take me just like I am, I want to be a Christian. There's something happened to me from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head. 25 years later, there was a deacon that was at that church meeting, and he said, Brother William, he said, I was there the night you got saved. And he said, I went home and told my wife, I don't believe that boy got saved. I'm glad, thank God, that you can know. I'm glad I don't have to worry about somebody else wondering if I got saved or not. Amen. I got it. Thank God. He come in and changed our life. Can these dry bones live? You know, Lord. You know they can. You're here tonight. And you're dead. You're dead. And you're dry. Very dry. Nothing seems to affect you. That young lady told me. She said, I've been to church, said I go twice a year. And she said, I can't understand what the preacher says. I said, that's right. I said, it'll take the Holy Ghost to interpret that for you. Amen. She said, call me when she gets saved. Can these bones live? Will you come tonight? If you feel the Spirit of the Lord dealing with you about your sin. Amen. And if you feel God's drawing you to come, I would not walk out those doors. I would not push the Spirit of God away. But I'd take that first step of faith toward God. I took that first step. I couldn't tell you about the rest of them. But I can tell you about that first one. That was faith. The rest of them was the Lord. Amen. Drawing me to him. You can be saved tonight. You can leave here a brand new person in the Lord. While we stand this evening, can these bones live? Oh, yes, Lord. You know they can. Will you come?